And now, according to the digital clock up on the wall, it is exactly 11 p.m., and you're in tune to your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. According to the very same WMFO digital clock, it is 11:02. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. We are WMFO in Medford, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am not Belinda. But even though I am not Belinda, we will still bring you two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. You can count them. One, two. So much silliness you could shake your stick at. And we've been double-dong-daring you, at least some of us have, since 1990. I want to thank Rick and his entourage for a fine radio show and going out with All You Need Is Love and having the theme for the day, this Gay Pride Day, Gay Pride Week, and Love Trumps Hate. We can only hope that these things are true and you can strive to make them true. I did spend most of the day down on the Boston Common today. I was actually working the Gay Pride event as part of a TV crew down there. So I got to see an awful lot of it. In fact, the very whole of it. And we will be carrying on with that theme as one of our lots of sub-themes, if we have themes on these shows. Today is kind of a free association, and it's a free love day. Not free love as it used to mean back in the 60s and the be-ins and the love-ins and the summer of love. My goodness, 50 years ago already. But love was in the air in the streets of Boston today. A particular kind of love. But they were open to all kinds of love. They just believed in sharing love. For love is all you need. Maybe that's not entirely true, but it's good to have. It's certainly one of the needs. Because it makes life so much better. In my humble opinion, but I am not Belinda, so why should I have any opinions on this show? But to carry on with that theme of the day, theme of the week, du jour, du semaine, if you prefer. We will pay tribute to that in our own way of silliness, as we do here on Bubbles in the Think Tank, and include some of the requests from the posse that came in on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook fan page, in which many of you are at right now. My darling wife, Lady D, is manning the page as we speak, or I guess womaning the page would be the more proper term.
someone says hello in the calendar.
Would you say womaning the page, D, or manning the page?
Womaning.
Womaning? I think you, that one might... What?
I guess it's womaning the page, but everyone in the posse is saying, hi, not Belinda.
And hi to all you folks out there in the posse. And to all you folks out there in Radioland who are not part of the posse, you're welcome too. Because as in the whole gay pride march today, they were welcoming everybody. There were even heterosexuals down there kissing in the streets. And they were getting just as much cheers as the other people were as well. As long as there was love that was in the air. And so we will pay tribute to that in our opening set here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. For silliness is our nature.
Well, I was dancing at a nightclub one Friday night. And that nightclub bar was a little uptight. Yeah, I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious. When some kids came up and said, for dancing, come with us. And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, I was dancing in the lesbian bar in the industrial zone. I was dancing with my friends and dancing alone. Well, the first bar, things were alright. But in this bar, things were Friday night. In the first bar, things were just alright. This bar, things were Friday night. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, I was dancing in the lesbian bar way downtown. I was there to check the scene and hang around. Well, the first bar, things were stop and stare. But in this bar, things were laissez-faire. In the first bar, things were stop and stare. In this bar, things were laissez-faire. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Dancing in a lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in a lesbian bar. We'll be right back.
I want to inform you that I was not just born yesterday. I was not just born yesterday as the fully developed rock and roll messiah you see here before you now. Oh, no.
It was last Thursday.
It has taken years, in fact, decades, of true life experiences to add up to all this. True life experiences like the time in 1977, when I was just 17 years old, I had just moved away from home, and my mother called me up long distance, in tears. She said, "Abe, did you hear about San Francisco?" And I said, "Hear what, Mom?" And she said, "Abe, out in San Francisco, the gay homosexuals, like yourself, are doing sadomasochism. And in fact, Abe, it's become such a serious problem that the police have had to start teaching a course on how to do sadomasochism safely." And I said, "Well, Mom, that must be a popular course." And she said, "Abe, get serious. I want you to be frank with me. Abe, tell me the truth. Do you do sadomasochism?" Now, I was 17 years old, so I could say in all honesty that I had done just a little bit of sadomasochism. So I said, "No, Mom, I don't do sadomasochism, but look, I don't want you to worry about this." And she said, "Abe, I do worry. Abe, I want you to promise me one thing. If you ever do try sadomasochism, please, Abe, promise me you'll take the course." When I was just a little boy, I asked my mommy, "What will I be? Will I be beaten up? Will I be fat bashed? Will I get HIV? You know this one. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera." Then I grew up and I fell in love. I asked my sweetheart, "What lies ahead? Will it be rainbows, sweetness and light, or suffering until we're dead? Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. Everybody! Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. What will be, will be." Thank you.
You know, kids, I wish every mom and dad would make a speech to their teenagers and say, kids, be free. Be whatever you are, do whatever you want to do, just so long as you don't hurt anybody. And remember, kids, I am your friend. I would just like to say that it is my conviction that longer hair and other flamboyant affectations of appearance are nothing more than the male's emergence from his drab camouflage into the gaudy plumage which is the birthright of his sex. There is a peculiar notion that elegant plumage and fine feathers are not proper for the male. When actually, that is the way things are.
Your tiny mind, then look a bit harder, 'cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
Stay. This next band asked me not to read this, but God damn it, I'm going to read it anyway, because I wrote it, and it's the truth. I fucking love this band. They are the best band ever, period. Ladies and gentlemen, Tenacious D!
Hey, what's up? Me and KG wrote this song 5 minutes ago. It's called Master Exploder.
Well, was that a load of horse? I don't know, but Eric Idle wouldn't say those words, but other people did in their songs because, and we played them on the radio because we're in this, what they call the safe harbor post 10 p.m., but with streaming, it's got to be not in the safe harbor somewhere in the world. So how safe is all this? I don't know. I'm confused by all this. But you're still listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I am not Belinda. And hopefully things are going along as they are. Eric raised some red flags there for me, but Tenacious D was a request from one of the posse, and And we did get a mention of microphones in there, which was one of the free association words, as well as boobs. We got that in there too. That was another free association word that was put out there over the past 24 hours by those of you at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook fan chat group. And so we're playing off of some of those. Also playing off the day, as I mentioned earlier, because it was the Gay Pride Day today, and I did spend a bunch of time down there. I failed to mention at the top of the show that, as par usual with Bubbles in the Think Tank, right around the midnight hour or slightly thereafter, we will be featuring the weekly radio obituaries, where we say farewell to those who've passed in recent days. So we'll hear more about that at that time. In the meantime, I've got lots of little sub-themes going on here, and I don't know which way I should go. I mean, there was a shout-out to Solo. Obviously, Diana's here, but Solo is not, I'm sorry to say. But we'll do a little tribute to Solo in this next set. But where do we go from there? I have more love and kind of lewd innuendo kind of material. It's a full moon out there. I've got some full moon material. It's the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper. Well, last week it was, but I've got some more related material around that. I mean, which way do we go with all this between now and the midnight hour? I'll have to ponder this, and maybe you can ponder it too and put up your choices of the free-for-all, free association of this show over there on the chat group page. But for the time being, we'll go with some classic Bubbles material and work our way into a salute to Solo, who's not here tonight. But we'll let him know that he was missed and that we'll pay tribute to him nonetheless. But first, some classic Bubbles material for your edification and delight.
Playing records in our PJs, staying in the basement for days and days and days on Bubbles in the Think Tank. All night long, all night long, we're gonna order out some pizzas and soda. Lock down in your coat, back in the Dakota. Gotta make the bubbles, baby. A portion of it, gonna call Paul, and we're gonna get the Freddies in January, Ferry and Belinda in the Teddies. We'll find the kind of vinyl to rock you right steady on Saturday night, man. You better get ready for playing records in our PJs, staying in the basement for days and days and days on Bubbles in the Think Tank. All night long, all night long.
Thank you. Hold up.
Well, the sun sinks slowly.
My old hound dog sat right down and cried.
Thank you. we look to the monkeys. What do they see when they look at me?
And you?
How do we look to the monkeys? I bet you they think that we're nuts.
Secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. Chat, this and that, and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive.
We'll be so glad we're alive.
Then maybe fortune will complete
her plan that all began with cocktails for.
That turntable, a little too much to drink, maybe. Well, cocktails for two. I mean, that was one of the free association words out there, some alcohol. So I'm just paying attention to you folks out there on the Bubbles and Think Tank Facebook chat group with some of the words you put up there this morning, or last night, or today, or whenever it was. But there were a bunch of them that were put up there. And in that last set, we also paid tribute to two of our favorite animals here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, monkeys and dogs. And, of course, Solo, we saluted him in that set. And a couple of you out there contributed to some of the music we heard in that set. So, thank you. Is Chandler Travis actually a part of the posse? I'm not entirely sure. I believe he is. He's not always on the Facebook chat group, but he's certainly part of the posse. And of course, Freddie Stockwell. We salute you, brother. And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's coming up getting closing in on the midnight hour when we'll be doing some farewells and radio obituaries and stuff. But we have a few things to get to between now and then. I mentioned earlier about various kinds of sub-themes, and I'm not sure if there was suggestions or follow-ups on any of that, but I chose myself to do a little thing here on Full Moons on a production I did I'm going to say it's 10 years ago already. My goodness, how time flies. A thing called 50 Full Moons. So we'll hear little excerpts of that right now in honor of the glowing object in the sky. Get outside and take a look at it, or look out your window while you're listening to the radio, or listen to the radio on your back porch if you have such a thing, and you could do both at the same time. But be sure to have your cocktail in hand and whatever other vibes you might want to bestow upon yourself. Feel free, because we're still free here in America, at least for the time being. And this is WMFO in Medford, Bubbles in the Think Tank. Two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable.
Might I that fair wonder know that marks desire with endless snow? See the moon, that ever in one change doth grow, yet still the same, and she is so. See the moon.
Hi on air, our Kermit the Frog here to report on one of the world's greatest athletic events. For in just a few moments, you're going to see an actual cow jump over the moon. Yeah, that's what we're going to see right here, folks. Maybe you've heard about this classic feat before. You know, they wrote a poem about it that went, hey, diddle, diddle, the cat jumped over the moon. The cow jumped over the moon.
And the moon will shine in her eyes.
Form Radio, WMFO Medford.
Be careful, the sky is full of moon.
The moon is full. Wolves are howling, passion's prowling. Take a sip of cranberry juice.
It's a full moon. Beware the moon and stick to the road. Oops.
The curse of the werewolf. The full moon that turned an innocent man into a savage beast. The curse of the werewolf.
Tonight.
guys are crazy.
Is when the Red Sox went to St. Louis for the series, me and the girls and Artie told them, you two gotta be there to keep this thing going. And they went, and lo and behold,
back to full. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
And that night there was a blue moon and a total eclipse. And those are the facts.